Your people, when we look at the holy people of Christianity, the holy people in the Bible, we see that staying with Jesus, not leaving him, remaining faithful, has little to do with intelligence. The simplest souls can do it. It has everything to do with being freed from self-concern. It is self-concern that made Peter leave Jesus on Good Friday. The difference between Peter on Good Friday and Peter in the first reading at Pentecost isn't that he got really smart all of a sudden or really intelligent or learned great theology. He was freed from self-concern. In the garden on Good Friday, when the slave girl goes, "You're one of his followers," he was concerned about himself. He had to protect himself, take care of himself. If he admits that, what might happen to him? And so self-concern made him leave Jesus and not follow him into self-giving love. And that's the case throughout the history of Christianity and the Bible. That's what makes all these souls so attractive. This lack of self-concern is what made David take on Goliath, but Saul sat there scared. It's what made the mother of God say, "Let it be done to me. Whatever you want, I'm not concerned about myself." It's what made the widow throw her last two pennies in the treasury. "I'm not concerned about myself." It's what made the beautiful Magdalene, in presence of all these guests, pour oil on Jesus' feet, kiss them, and dry them with her hair in front of everyone. And she didn't care. "I'm not concerned about myself." It's this freedom from self-concern. Now, if you're not excited yet, you're going to get really excited now. How does freedom from self-concern happen? Not by me somehow kicking myself in the pants, but by receiving love from God. That's how it happened to Peter. He received the Holy Spirit. And because he experienced the love of God, he knew God, the Father, was concerned about him, so he didn't have to be. And so when he's standing today telling all those that killed Jesus, the very people that killed Jesus, he's now standing in the presence of, not concerned about himself. Because in his heart, as he's speaking, I'm saying this because I know Peter's heart was inside, was God saying, "Don't worry, I take care of you." He was intimately close with God as he's saying this, and so he can be free. Where are we concerned about ourselves and it holds us back from being faithful, from loving, from trusting? Let us ask God to send to us his love there.